A bit more each time. A little bodybuilding trick for ladies. The most powerful start for bodybuilding is walking. But you have to pay attention to how far you get the first time. That first walk, preferably with hefty dumbbells in hand, not so light that you could carry more, but never so heavy that you need to leave them behind because they are just too disruptive and too heavy, establishes your starting point. Walking far, especially at a brisk pace, though never so fast that you have to stop to catch air, is a form of fat burning. Endurance building gymnastic. But if you add dumbbells that slow you down with weight, it becomes more about muscle building. If your dumbbells stop you, then your exercise is in jeopardy. Sometimes when you lift too heavy and stop, lifting light won't really save your exercise. Your muscles may ache too much or just be too tired, and you won't lift fast enough or for long enough. Too fast or too heavy turns your physical exercise into a lesson about how not to work out. While the word gradual is the answer to everything about bodybuilding, keeping on the edge of what you can handle is the second most important thing. Once you feel like your body adapted, you have to gradually challenge it again. A little bit more, again, not so much that you will be forced to stop. Imagine a fat boy exercising with his classmates. His classmates run faster than he can. They are keeping at the edge, and their bodies will adapt, but he needs to stop to catch his breath, and his body will not adapt. He went too fast, running out of air, and doing nothing for his muscles. He never got to the point where his muscles would receive a clear signal for adaptation. He was stopped short by something else, trouble along the way. He went too fast, too heavy. This is what people do today at the gym. They lift too heavy, cut off their circulation, and can't lift anymore. That is why their muscles are not developing very quickly. They are being stopped short because they lift too much. I am not 100% sure that they are just cutting off their circulation, but whatever it is, it works the same. It forces them to stop way too early. Most people start lifting in the middle of the dumbbell rack, and that is completely wrong. They have to start in the beginning with the 3 or 5 pound dumbbells. Most people at the gym today never did the walking, never trained their body up to a point where they can jog in a way that makes a difference. Run too fast, get stopped. Run too slow, you won't get much of a workout. But when you run at the edge of what you can do, your body will begin adapting to give you a little bit extra. If we stay on the edge, our bodies will not only adapt to bring us comfort, but give us that extra, a new edge that we can work towards. When you go jogging and fail to get far because you can't breathe, that is because you didn't do the power walking. And to do that correctly, you start by walking with light dumbbells first. You see how the word gradual explains almost everything? By the time you are slowly jogging with 5 pound dumbbells, you are building large muscles and burning plenty of fat. Please note that you will gain weight because your muscles are heavier than fat. A weight scale is useless if you are putting on muscle. About all it is good for a bodybuilder is to weigh yourself before and after your exercise in order to figure out how much water you lose during and try to figure out how to hydrate more optimally. Buying new shoes and going jogging has destroyed the spirit of many. That is just not what you do, especially when you are out of shape. You have to walk and then power walk, gradually building up your powers. As you move past 5 pounds per hand, or perhaps approach 10, it makes sense to start using a gym. But to match your slow jog and stay on that edge, you will need to dance. Dance and slow jogging are pretty much interchangeable. Over time, dance will lean towards bodybuilding more than jogging. Dancing gives you more opportunity for motion. Jogging with dumbbells is a full body exercise, but range of motion is limited. Like with jogging, you can't just walk out the door and start walking. That will get predictable and boring after a while. You have to be good to yourself. You should start your bodybuilding journey by hiking. Where you are always moving, scenery is always changing, and you cannot help but to break up bad dietary habits. You will burn fat, put on leg muscle from walking, and strengthen your back, which is very important. When you stick with hiking for a while, you will discover that you aren't breathing as heavy, and you can walk faster. The same mechanism repeats throughout all your different exercises. Your body has adapted and has given you a little bit extra, which is almost good enough for slow jogging. If you hike hard enough, you won't even run out of breath on your first jog. Oh yes. That is what I mean by a bit more each time, and how you must gradually increase the challenge. Your body is a well-evolved organism, a walking machine, or an animal if you like. But you can't push it too hard, because you will get stopped way too soon. Think of a horse that you have inherited and now you must take care of. If you overload it, it will never get exercise. It will in fact get hurt. But when you make sure not to push it so hard that it must stop, it will just keep getting adapted to the exercise routine by growing muscle and extending its endurance. At which point, you can challenge it a little bit more, so that the process of adapting to the challenge repeats, and more muscles grow, and there is more endurance to go around. Lastly, please know that there are 3 huge hiking trails in the United States. Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, and Continental Divide. They are the great launch pads for wiser and healthier lifestyles. They take about 6 months of walking each. The 3 together are known as the Triple Crown of hiking. It is considered a great achievement if you cross them. Some people take a couple of years, but others take a lifetime. If all your attempts at fitness and bodybuilding fail, you can trust the trails to help you transform, both in mind and body.